from very early, from 1936, he was known to me. After establishing Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, he used to come to Guru Maharaj. And from then, then, from then, I knew him. I observed him. You know that he had given me so much chances to serve him. He wanted to take me to Western and Eastern countries with him, but I requested that I am serving my Guru Maharaj, Paramaradhyam. So after some time I will join you. But my heartly sahanubhuti,
sympathy
is with you. I will serve and help you in all respect. So when he started his movement in New York, and he was engaged in making hippies too happy. Oh, he wrote me, after 7 days, he used to write me.
Every seven days.
Report from there. And he ordered me to send so many kartals, so many mridanga, so many ditties, so many things. His all books which were in Delhi, in Godown, full of dust. I became sick to manage all these things. But I sent all this. He was very fond of sweets, Mathura Peda. 5 to 10 kilos I used to send him. And he used to be very much happy. When he started in New Angels,
Los Angeles,
when he went to England, when he went to New Jersey, here and there preaching, he used to write me how preaching is going on. I used to be very, very happy. When he came first return to India, I was only alone to receive him at airport. He was with Kirtanananda, his disciple, sannyasi disciple first. Oh, he sent Kirtanananda with me to preach in Delhi here and there. And then he came back to Radha Damodar temple. You know that in the last moment, when he was going to leave this world, he called me, and taking my hands in his hands, weeping, began to request me, please excuse me, I have done so many wrong things. I told that, oh, you cannot do anything wrong. For sake of some preaching, you may have told something which is not good, but really you did it for your disciple, to save your disciples. So no harm. He requested me to give his samadhi with own hand. I also did. He requested that he has brought so many disciples from here and there. In Bengali term, I have brought so many monkeys, and you should try to help them and train them. I could not train them. No bhakti siddhanta, so much I could give. I knew the art of making money, so my disciples all have learned how to make money. But what is bhakti siddhanta? It's very deep and very deep. So you should help. I promise that I will follow your orders and try to help them all. With my own hand, I will give you samadhi and do everything that you are telling. And for this sake, I went to Western countries, Eastern countries, here and there. Even in Sharanagati in Canada, even in America, some place where peacocks are there, so much. Gita Nagari and so many places. In Hawaii, amidst of ocean, on the mountains, in deep forest, everywhere I saw his influence.
In Brazil
too, on the mountain. And also in New Braja, New Vrindavan. How in forest he was living. I only went there only to take his feet dust. If Haridas Thakur, when he left this world and he was given to near ocean samadhi, Mahaprabhu told that, oh, now this ocean has become Mahatirtha.
Haridas Charan Sparshila.
Charan Sparshe. Because touching of the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. So I thought, still I have that idea. Where Swamiji went, where ocean has touched him, where mountains have touched him, where forests have touched him, where every countries have touched, all are Mahatirtha, and that is why I went there. So I think a Mahapurush like him, in a couple of years, he did miracle. He preached all over America, in England, in Australia, in Fiji, from east to
west,
west and north to south. Everywhere he did. But he told me, that I remember, that I have brought all disciples from everywhere, I have collected, but I could not train them as I wanted. So you must help. Now I am realizing this fact. What is the reason that he gave sannyas to more than hundreds disciples? So many disciples. More than lakhs, millions. I think that 95% of the sannyasis have left. Not left Eskon only, but they have left Swamiji also. So many grihastha brahmachari, I think that the persons we are seeing here, all were first brahmachari at his time. But afterward, what became? Either they left ISKCON, or either they became grihastha life. And gradually not so much connected with Krishna consciousness. If a man is initiated by a high class of Mahabhagavata, and he has left his home, his position, his wealth, reputation and wives and all these things. But if by bhajan he has not come in the standard of ruchi, and he has left, and he has no good association, he is bound to fall down. Bound to fall down. And that is the similar case with the disciples of Swamiji. Still now, so many high class of the persons like Bhavananda and their Bhagwan Das. Bhagwan Das?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Brahmananda, Jayatirtha. Oh, so many I know. They used to come to me, I know all. But where are they now? Whether they are ISKCON or out of ISKCON, they have a false ego. That I am ISKCON. We are all ISKCON. But where is ISKCON? What is called ISKCON? That Swamiji established. He never established any new thing. He established only the words of Krishna. Krishna haite Brahma, Brahma haite Narad, Narad haite Vyas, and Madhvacharya and we are coming. So they have, Krishna has established in Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam everything, and that is Swamiji's teaching. If anyone will follow correctly the teaching of Swamiji, that is teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, he can never be followed. He cannot follow. If anyone hear Harikatha, all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Rupa Goswami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and they will follow their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, with a guarantee I can say that they cannot fall. They were fallen. They have not fallen down. They were fallen. But outwardly they were posing that, we are a high class of devotee, exalted devotee. So, you should try to follow him. And if you are following your Gurudev only, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, not Srila Prabhupada, not Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Guru Parampara, then you are cutting him from the main line. So electricity, if that wire is not connected with main power, then what will be the result? Light cannot come. Thus he was in Guru Parampara line. And that is why he went and made a very revolution in whole world. But only those who were sincere, they are ISKCON. Narad is ISKCON, Vyas is ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is ISKCON, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, all are ISKCON. Try to be ISKCON. Try to realize what he wanted to preach. Krishna Bhakti. Radha Krishna Bhakti. Parkiya Bhav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. If anyone preaching, there are two things. Bharagya will come itself. And Tattva Gyan will come. Surely it is bound to come. But if anyone hearing and following and chanting, he has something, worldly desire, lust and worldly so many desire. No disattachment, no Tattva Gyan. Really he is not following his soul. So you should see and you should know that you are really ISKCON. You are in ISKCON. Those who are not following him, they are not ISKCON. Only making money, making scheme for making money, they are not ISKCON. Really you are ISKCON. And try to be ISKCON forever and try to be detached from worldly desires. And have Tattva Gyan and Rupa Goswami try to follow Rupa Goswami Vichardhara. I think this will be the best Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of your Guru. And if it is not done, thousands and thousands, millions of rupees flower you will bring and give. And only singing, Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada, it will not do. This will not do. You should try to follow. Actually, him and his Siddhant, he has told that Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastra. So we should try to follow and be in the association of pure Vaishnava. I think that those who have come to me, I think that surely your Shraddha and honor has increased so much. Those who are in ISKCON, And always Prabhupada. Really externally they are. So try to be ISKCON really, chant and remember in his line. And what he has taken mood, it has been written in his poem. Try to follow. This will be the real Pushpanjali in here. I wanted to tell so many things. I remember so many things. But I am bound not to speak so much. Now, Shyamrani will speak something. And after that we will give Pushpanjali. And in the evening from 4, you should try to come. And all, there are so many speakers. Here there are so many disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
30.
I want to give all chance to speak any. Also, those who are not direct disciples, but there are so many. Ashram Maharaj, or Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Pajatak Maharaj. I have two relations. I have so many relations. First relation, that he is my Shiksha Guru and God brother of my Guru. And he is junior sannyasi to me.
Yes.
No harm. He is junior to me. In one sense. Surely. Don't be worried, don't be angry to me. Oh, take care. He was junior sannyasi. I have given him a danda in the guidance of my Gurudev. Danda, door, coffin, and how to use it, I have told him. I have cooked for him. I have helped so much. So, I think that in ISKCON there is no Bhakti Vedanta, any sannyasi. But I am Bhakti Vedanta. Guru Maharaj has given so much Bhakti Vedanta. Pujapad Bhavan Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Bhavan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Parjatak, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Harijan Swami. So one of these, he was a prominent disciple of ISKCON Swamiji. And he was a very good preacher in a couple of years. He preached everywhere. In a couple of years, he translated the authorities' books, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many, so many. He wrote so many books, Krishna book and so many. I wanted to speak so much. But physician is not allowed. But to tell.
Great physician is Madam Maharaj.
Now, you should speak something, and then we will give Pushpanjali, and in evening, you should all. Whether I am late or not late, but you should continue at 4. Oh, keep it, I will give there.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 8th of November 2002 in Varshana. On the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.